What we are witnessing, it now seems almost certain, is the beginning of the end of Richard Nixon's presidential career. How bitterly ironic, but how strangely characteristic that the climax is being hastened, has been hastened at every important juncture by the defendant himself. Before October 1973, a mere 10 months ago, nobody mentioned impeachment above a whisper. Then, after the president's peremptory firing of Special Prosecutor Archibald Cox for being too nosy and the subsequent Saturday night massacre, impeachment became almost a household word. Then, just as the term, or at least the insistence on it, was subsiding a little even as the House prepared for the rare pretentious process, Mr. Nixon last April suddenly released the celebrated and shocking 1,200 pages of transcripts of White House tapes and told the nation solemnly on radio and TV that there was all the evidence the House or Special Prosecutor Jaworski needed to press the case on Watergate. Now the president himself says that was not true, that he withheld evidence of his participation 6 days after the break-in in the Watergate cover-up. What he did, he said, was in variance with the facts. His opponents, uncharitably, do not hesitate to charge that he lied, not only to the American people, but to his own lawyers. Whatever it's called, this substantiates by his own voluntary testimony Monday, the House Judiciary Committee charge of obstructing justice, a high crime and impeachable offense. Again, Richard Nixon has demonstrated his capacity for surprise, for springing the unpredictable. But in so doing, he has dispelled the mystery surrounding his role in Watergate. The initial White House posture to the public was one of presidential detachment from this so-called third-rate burglary. He was above the battle and busy with affairs of state, delegating to his aides both the see-me and unsee-me assignments of mounting the 72 campaign. A lot of Americans, maybe even a majority at the time, found this plausible. But to observers, including journalists, this one among them, who had watched the public career of Richard Nixon virtually from the start, this was all utterly out of character. Here was a man invariably absorbed with even the tiniest details of political strategy. How could he possibly quarantine himself from something as cataclysmic as Watergate? Now the president himself has answered, he did not. He was involved from the very start. The effect of this belated but dramatic confession on his most loyal supporters has been cruel, but for the country, terribly, terribly important. His removal from the presidency must not be achieved by partisan pressure. Now, almost suicidally, you might say, President Nixon has managed it so the decisive pressure will come from misled, embittered, heartbroken conservatives who were once his strongest friends. I'll have a footnote in 30 seconds.
Whenever the summer weather has got you in a stew, you're feeling hot and sticky and don't know what to do.
Get that double deodorant feeling, it's so refreshing. It's yours for sure every time you shower.
Cool off with an Irish Spring shower. Summer refreshment, summer protection for the whole family. Enjoy summer more with Irish Spring.
Irish Spring!
President Nixon still won't resign because he feels it would be setting a precedent for removing future presidents from office. He's already set a precedent future presidents will avoid like the plague. This is Edward P. Morgan, ABC News, New York, with The Shape of One Man's Opinion.
This is Herbert Kaplow, ABC News, Washington, for the American Entertainment Radio Network. The grim satisfactions of Watergate on a day of great tribulation. I'll have a commentary on that in a moment.
All right, kids. Today we're going to sing a little song about your favorite food.
Oh, I wish I were an astronaut and leader. That's what I'd really like to be.
Why do children sing the praises of Oscar Mayer wieners? Do kids know Oscar Mayer wieners are made from selected cuts of beef and pork? That there's good meat protein in them? Vitamins and minerals too? Nah, kids only know Oscar Mayer wieners are fun to eat. But we know they're also quick and easy to cook. So better get plenty of America's number one, Oscar Mayer wieners. Everyone loves them.
Who knows what will happen, but the pressure has been building all day. Members of the grand old party scurrying about in Washington trying to figure out what to do amid the chaos of President Richard Nixon's latest revelation. his public acknowledgement late yesterday that 6 days after the June 17, 1972 break-in of Democratic headquarters in Watergate, he had indeed ordered a halt in the investigation of the break-in for what is called political as well as national security reasons. For so long, the president had been saying the first he really got into the matter was much later. Well, the revelation late yesterday came awfully close in the views of many Republicans to that obstruction of justice charge, the first article of impeachment voted by the House Judiciary Committee. The news ignited activity in this capital city almost unprecedented. Republicans who had been staunch in their defense of the president shouting betrayal, and in the passions of the moment indicating they now had no other recourse but to also go along with impeachment. As for the president, he intends, we're told, to continue on. The way his White House aides tell it, the president will see the constitutional process through. In other words, let the House impeach, then let the Senate decide whether or not to convict. That was the substance of what White House Chief of Staff Alexander Haig told a group of White House officials yesterday afternoon at a meeting call just before the president's latest statement was released. That was the tone, we're told, of the cabinet meeting called at the White House this morning by the president. He will continue. Meanwhile, Republicans are running for cover. Resign seems to be the clarion call of the grand old party, even from those who have been most loyal to Richard Nixon over these past 5.5 years. The evidence, they seem to feel, is just overwhelming against the president. Whether he anticipated this uproar, the intensity of it, is difficult to say. Mr. Nixon has misjudged so many other reactions in this long saga of Watergate. But it would appear that the president will watch these next few days before doing much more. Wait to see where the present sands settle. And then, well, who knows, the pressure, if it continues to escalate, could become unbearable. It's hard to say just how much this factor matters now, but President Nixon and his former aides Haldeman and Ehrlichman did not endear themselves to Congress these past 5.5 years. The men now, in effect, called upon to judge him. There were several complaints over the past years of White House arrogance that came to be personified in the Committee for the Re-election of the President, that independent campaign organization the President established independent of the traditional Republican National Committee. The Committee for the Re-election of the President seemed to cast all other Republicans aside, and they silently, well, sometimes not so silently, suffered. There was dubious satisfaction seeing where the Committee for the Re-election of the President led into the morass of Watergate, into the jails of Allenwood and elsewhere. And now the Republicans, those other Republicans, are getting a last stitch of very grim satisfaction. Now I invite you to listen to this.
Aren't you glad?
Glad is what happens when you use Dial soap.
Aren't you glad?
You just can't buy a better deodorant soap than Dial.
Aren't you glad?
And that's saying something.
Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? You use Dial. Aren't you glad?
This is Herbert Kaplow, ABC News, with a commentary from Washington for the American Entertainment Radio Network, a service of ABC News.